Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a dramatic last-minute pitch to win the country's election, vowing to annex more of the West Bank. Palestinian leaders say they're appalled. The election promise comes as Mr. Netanyahu is in a hard-fought battle for his fifth term as Prime Minister. Sarah White reports.
As Israelis prepare to go to the polls tomorrow to vote in the national election, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a last-minute appeal to nationalist voters, promoting Jewish settlement expansion.
I'm going to extend Israeli sovereignty, and I don't distinguish between settlement blocks and the isolated settlements. In my opinion, each block is an Israeli area and is under Israeli control. We, the Israeli government, have responsibility over these areas. I won't move these blocks to the Palestinian Authority.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has fallen behind his opponent, former top general Benny Gantz, in opinion polls, but he could still form a government which would keep him in power for a record fifth term. He's also facing corruption charges for allegedly receiving luxury gifts from multiple sources. It's a difficult choice for voters.
The Israeli people is very confused right now because we don't know which person to choose that he can make the despair disappear.
I think there are two important points. One, if corruption is important or not important. It's all about Bibi. If it's the end of his career, or he can continue with all his corruption, all his games around, and be a popular leader. The second point is, if the rightists are going to be more after the extremes and to be more rightist, or we are going to be more in the middle. So whether we are going to be more right after the extremes or we are going to stay in the middle.
Yesterday, Benjamin Netanyahu's chief opponent, Benny Gantz, rallied supporters in Tel Aviv.
Friends, we will not let the Likud party be the largest party because we will be the largest party.
In the United States, President Donald Trump is buying into the campaign. He's warning that a Democratic victory in 2020 could leave Israel out there. Speaking to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas, Trump says he made a snap decision to support the annexation of Golan Heights during a discussion with his top Middle East peace advisers.
I stood with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu. How is the race going, by the way? How is it? Who's going to win the race? Tell me. I don't know. Well, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. Two good people. But I stood with your Prime Minister at the White House to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Professor Gideon Rahat is from the Department of Political Science at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He says Israeli elections boil down to ideology.
It's the rule of the majority versus the rule of law. It is liberal democracy versus illiberal democracy. It's about populism versus anti-populism. It's about the attack on the media, on the courts, on the old elite versus the so-called the people, which Netanyahu claims to represent.
But the move to extend Israeli sovereignty has enraged Palestinians, saying they will not be expelled from the area.
We will stay there. We will resist, you know, such behavior, such decision. And then, you know, the international community has to deal with us, you know, in that respect. So I think, you know, it's premature, you know, for Netanyahu to think that, he's a winner by thinking this way.
Israeli voters head to the polls tomorrow.
Sarah White reporting.